Kanoe Journal, the leading bionicle e-magazine. Go check it out at kanoejournal.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How about that weather?
Pretty awesome.
It's very interesting.
It's evening over here, and it's cloudy.
It is very hot.
It's not bad, it's not good.
That Indian summer coming on.
And then I have to go somewhere at 4, so...
Oh.
Yeah. Same here, actually.
So hopefully we finish this podcast up.
Yeah, let's finish it. Weather. It's bright, sunny, palm trees swaying in the wind.
It's really freaking cold here.
Oh.
Like 38 this morning, not even gonna lie.
You got frost on the ground?
No, surprisingly not.
What? That's not right.
I know, right? I actually kind of want the snow.
I wish. I want snow too. But
I wish I had snow, but I will never have snow ever in the
world. You live in California. You don't get snow.
I know. That's why another reason why I'm moving out of state.
Is a good idea. Anyway, that's the weather. Now back to you, Meso.
It's not It was just fun chit-chat, LJ, not weather.
I know. I'm kidding. You can start the music, LJ. The music's finished.
I mean, the news music.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say our names. I'm Pesnek. I'm LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sumiki.
I'm Alina.
And I'm Mirica.
And this is TTVIBZPTHM episode blank.
Episode 15.
9,000! What did you just say?
Smooth move.
Episode over 9,000.
Oh, it's episode 15.
Overused joke is overused and also old.
Yep.
Quite a few years.
Now for the news.
Waiting for my music. Okay, here's the music. The news this week we have Lego and NASA details emerge. Hero Factory Podcast Episode 10. Ninjago games, play them all. Lego Octopus in closed beta. Kanoe Journal contests. Lego games for iOS devices. Want to write stories for Lego? 2 Hero Factory books inbound and want to be a Lego ambassador. And that's all we have. And
wow, joy and interest.
Stories for Lego, that's a great opportunity.
That would if my uncle was still around.
But
it's not, but all the stories are going to be blank, fights blank and blank.
Yeah.
Wow, I want to get a piece of that. Like robots fight robots in space, adventures
inside a giant robot.
Too bad they're...
Ninjas in Japan. Just blank and blank and blank. And then guys in awkward suits, one of which has a rocket launcher, fights for his right to keep his Wu-Tang financial store in lower Japan as he is assaulted by a Russian-Italian gang led by the infamous... Inside joke.
Bestseller.
What?
It's lame, LJ.
LOL, what?
Inside joke is inside. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Lego
and NASA, how about that?
Where are we gonna go?
Am I the only one who's never wanted to be an astronaut?
No, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
You get like sucked into space and stuff, man.
Not really.
That's not cool.
I don't want to be an astronaut. I hate heights.
Yeah,
there's some amazing raising sets, though.
It's not really the heights as much as the nothingness, Elena.
I'm
space is literally nothing.
Another.
It's just a big black void.
Whoa! Yep. It's nothing.
It's mostly the heights for me. I'd love to be able to fly or even float, but
oh yeah,
gravity. The sounds, no air.
But I just, I don't like heights, so I'd start spazzing before we're 10 feet off the ground. You don't want to see me spaz.
No, we don't.
I think I would.
I'd likely end up as a pile of ashes. Mesnack, what do you think about this?
I don't even care.
You're too cool.
I don't even.
Also, that octopus over there.
What?
I actually got an invitation to play the beta like months ago, but because of this piece of junk metal computer I'm using right now, it wouldn't let me.
But play the beta.
What is it, anyway?
What it is?
I don't know. Yeah, silence. What is it? Cricket.
And you said you were invited to the beta.
Oh.
I was invited to the beta. I tried to get it working, but my graphics card.
It's terrible.
The game.
Don't you mean Lego Universe?
Oh.
Yeah, because I got invited to that. But this is like.
But I played it for a day and then said this is horrible and never touched it.
I played
it
for a day and thought this could go somewhere, but never touched it again. I never thought it was.
I never played it and never.
I don't think I ever
played
this.
Trip from brought back.
I've never even heard of it.
Lego Universe?
I don't think so too either.
Oh, Lego Universe.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about what rock are you under?
I heard of it. Lego Universe, but I never played it.
That's because it's a invitation only and a buy thing. You gotta buy it.
It didn't seem all that fun.
I don't think it's priced well. I think it's you paying too much myself.
I think it's overpriced and it's a horrible payout when you do get it because you have to buy it again.
Yeah, exactly. From what I've heard, it's okay.
It's not worth it.
I wouldn't get it.
I don't waste some money.
Get Halo.
Sumiki, what's the monthly payment for Universe?
$90.
Waste of money, time, and space. Thumbs down.
Highly agreed.
Mira and I still agree that $15 a month for WoW is still better than anything Lego can pull off.
15? I only pay 5.
What? Our top has learned he's been ripped off.
Because
yes, you have. You poor thing. I only pay $5 every 6 months.
Wait a minute, how many characters do you have, though?
Okay, come on, guys, this is a WoW discussion.
Right,
sorry.
WoW discussion.
Blame it on Tom. Moving on.
God. Okay, so,
factory books.
What about them?
I don't want to read
them. I don't know.
Made by the same people who made The Crossing, and they're written by Greg Frusty.
It's Roder!
Roder!
Yeah, at this point.
Get back, Sector 8 V! Pew, pew! You need a V8?
Oh.
Get up here!
Greg's gonna make it too good, and then, like, it's gonna ruin everything else for Hero Factory.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Hero Factory.
You get something really good, and then like someone comes along and makes it amazing, and it's like, well, now all of this is stupid.
Okay.
Supposed to say Dance Dance Revolution, that's it.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Revolution.
So anyways,
someone kept making me listen to that song. It got stupid after a while. You know the personality.
Cool story, not broke. Alright.
Story, bro.
Hot topics, anyone?
What other news do we even have?
Nothing!
Hot topics!
Oh. Yeah, we got.
We can talk about how PCP was down for the past couple days, but that's just totally uninteresting.
I was scared.
I was mad.
I was scared of Haxors, uber late Haxors.
I thought I broke the internet this morning.
Wow. Topic with the most posts is. Well, the most posts in today are 6.
That's a cool story.
Cool. That was Gus that said topics. By going to hot topic section, because none of the news here is interesting enough to talk about.
Because it's not my own fault.
Nope. Yeah. And that's why it's not interesting.
So, Meso, are we going to do, like, hot topics? Or what?
Sumiki, you do hot topics.
Okay.
You guys are making me hungry with that.
Oh, well.
Hot pockets.
Oh wait, someone has a Stink Vars song.
I love Hot Pockets, and I'm hungry.
Wait, you want me to sing the song again?
Okay, go.
At number 10, Talkback. 2 Hero Factory books inbound.
Okay.
9 Bionicle or Hero Factory. 8. Lozovix Hiatus Contest. 7. Most Skinny Set. 6. Why Do You Visit the Blogs? 5. PBZPA. 4. A Thin Line. 3. Coolest Feat in a Titan Set. 2. Official Elements Topic. 1. Best Worst Shooting Button. And those are the Hot Topics.
Hot Pocket!
I think the best shooting weapon is the Meteor Blaster and the worst is the Thorax.
I hate you!
You know, I'm gonna voice an honest opinion here.
Thorax is actually pretty good. It shoots far.
I'll agree.
I've never mastered
the shooting weapons.
You know, I'm gonna voice...
I can shoot them, but not very far.
I'm gonna voice an honest opinion. And I've actually been cussed out for this. One of my favorites is actually the Kordok.
Okay.
Just because cool. Every Kordok.
Ken resembles a bazooka.
My blaster.
The Kordok, I think I got that what Tom said right, but kind of resembles a bazooka now that I think about it.
Yeah. I absolutely downright despise the squid launchers, though.
Yeah.
How could you fire those things?
I don't
hurry. You dashed it very quickly.
I never figured out how to fire those things. The squid
I know how to fire, but they suck at firing.
Now, you know what I really miss? The disc launchers. I love the disc launchers. I would fire my brothers all the time when I was younger.
Yeah, those are cool.
I love those.
Wait, which one? The 2001 or the 2004?
Well,
2003.
2004.
Usually, we do not, here on Earth, do not consider a disc launcher as your arm.
I do.
I would believe it's... What?
I do.
Yeah, I love those. I love the ones with your arms.
It's an extension.
So what if I think the disc launcher could cause my arm? You got a problem with that?
Get off my planet! You are an alien!
Cool story, bro.
Say that, Patrick. Hero Factory or Bionicle? I'm not going in.
Bionicle. We're supposed to be a
Bionicle is still better.
Bionicle
than
Hero
Factory has potential, but
I don't love how we're at Bionicle.
The people have spoken.
Hero Factory.
It is hard to beat Bionicle.
Real hate, but Hero Factory.
Okay, a Thin Line coming in at 4.
What's that about?
Anyway, K&I says, I understand they almost mean the same these days, flaming or criticism. Have you ever said something rude you thought was pushing it? Say someone said, the Inca Belt is fail. That's bad. You should also insert personal preference here. Now, nobody said he got pretty close. What do you think is the exact line between flaming and criticism? And what are your opinions on those?
I've never heard of this K&I person before, but I'm going to let you finish. But I'm going to have to say that, I really don't have a comparison to go with. But I think criticism can be constructive, while flaming is just, I hate you, you suck, anything you do is worthless piece of crud, you are ugly, and all of your works are.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Dr. Nui summed it up best in saying, I think the line that when crossed leads to flaming is the point where a comment starts to be offensive.
Yeah, I agree with LG and Sumi. And I'm just, if my writings ever get flames, I'll just ignore them.
Okay, moving on. Most skinny set.
Akar or Kina?
Kina.
What?
The anorexia ball. Powers activate.
Wait, how is Akar skinny?
Dude, no way. Terex.
Oh, yes. That was like...
Yeah. Terex was skinny, but the Baraki, they were those... The Baraki, everyone except Kirapar. Oh,
I like
just sticks. Kirapar looks like he was on some sort of muscle building diet.
I think it's the Turagas from 2003.
I thought those guys were fat.
And they have stick-like arms.
I think it's those there, McTorin.
Those guys need to hit a fat camp.
I think try the Rakshi. Sorry, Mir. No offense, but try the Rakshi of 2003.
Yeah, the lower torsos are skinny.
Thin.
They've got, like, big shoulders.
Thin limbs. Long, elongated parts
They're
of bones.
Snakes with arms.
Skinny.
What do you expect?
I'm going to take what I said in the most skinny set topic and say, All the Baraki were thin. They're all anorexic. Except Karapar. I guess he's proof that even banished warlords should snack on potato and chips too much.
What about the Baraka? What about the Baraka? They were spiky, but were they in the thin or the medium or what?
They were fine.
Yeah, they were fine.
I still think
Vazon kind of on that line, but the rest of them were fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I think skinny is okay.
Takadox.
But if you can look at a set from the front and say he's skinny and be able to tell that set is skinny from the front, that's when it's really skinny.
But like Tom Metro sets.
If something is skinny, like my arms are, it doesn't look good on something.
Next to me.
I have stick-like arms.
Yeah. Of course, I know. The skinniest of them all has to be Strenius.
Strenius?
Nope.
Are you serious? Oh, man. Are you serious?
That's a joke.
That joke was
bad.
That
was. Way to fail.
I just said.
Yeah. You should go rage quit life.
Hello.
I'm gonna rage life. I'm just kidding. Okay.
So.
I think we're done here.
Oh, cool. I wonder what's next. Definitely not. Dun dun dun.
Here we go with the music.
Oh man!
Woohoo! Yeah. Yes.
That sucks.
Now this
I don't
music.
Even care.
Raise
the roof. That really hits all my nerves.
Raise
Thank
the roof
you,
and set it on fire.
So anyways,
wow.
Be quiet. Just so anyways, wow. Be quiet. So anyways, welcome to Around BZP in 80 seconds. Kicking things off, the Bionicle Incarnations Forum has been as slow as ever, apart from the two usual subjects of discussion, The Legend of Mononui, the unreleased PC game from 2001, and the Storyline and Theories Forum. Discussion spiked when new gameplay footage of The Legend of Mononui itself was released, and Storyline and Theories remains active for, well, obvious reasons. General discussion was populated with various topics relating to Hero Factory versus Bionicle for several weeks. I'm glad to see that died down fairly quickly. Seeing people get attacked for their opinions on plastic toys gets pretty old after a while. The voting discussion has recently sparked with, you guessed it, a topic aptly named Bionicle or Hero Factory. I'm currently taking bets on how long till that gets shut down because of people raging over obvious things. Let's populate said forum. Or the when.
What about flying?
I would know. Let's find this.
Anyways, LEGO general discussion, LEGO universe, and the various RPGs. That's been true for a while. And completely off topic is, well, completely off topic. And that's all, folks.
Kanoe Journal, the leading Bionicle e-magazine. Go check it out at KanoeJournal.com.
Off to you, LJ, with the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Well, thank you, Meso. This week on... Oh, wait. We haven't started yet. But we shall begin as soon as I play the music.
That was ahead of schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. What? That's actually great. Yeah, that's the new segment, 80 Seconds with Meso.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary, but okay. So, shall we go on with the Comic Maker Spotlight? Okay, Comic Maker Spotlight time. Boop-a-doo-doo! Okay, so this week on the Comic Maker Spotlight, we have Comic Maker Oneka. Let's talk about the member. Oneka joined the 26th of June this year. In fact, very new. Racked up 72 posts in that time. And has the av of himself, Matoran form, drawn in like Flash or something, I guess. So, let's go on to the comics. Let's see. Look at the first page. You see his, you know, his title banner thing, right? No complaints, really. Just all the characters lined up. The text actually seems pretty cool. It reminds me of something Kahinuva did a while back. So yeah, no real bad complaints. He has his characters, which is great. He has like a sort of character sheet and PGSs. All guest stars, the guest star list is completely open, and he has an award. So that's great. Let's look at his first comic.
Yes, okay. I know who I am.
Oh, my. Like I said, because of episode 10-13, we got a lot of backlash from, you know, someone. But I'd like to make it clear, again, this is personal opinion by myself and Mirica. And we are not trying to attack. We are trying to help. So if this comes up, if that comes up, you know, take it at, don't take it at face value. It's personal opinion. Okay, so first comic, the graphics are, you know, it's Two Shade Chimera Omega, and a multiple shaded Simba from The Lion King, and then a tan floor and brown wall. So, you know, basic beginner. Nothing wrong with that, but comedy-wise, you know, hi, I'm Oneka, and it's my first comic. And apparently, one of the other characters is trying to sleep. And in another panel, head gets really big and says, at 3 o'clock in the morning!
Oneka, why are you starting your first comic at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, why not at 3 in the morning?
He's crazy. Yeah, right, no kidding.
That's an awesome time.
Second to last comic, you can see a mysterious outline with red eyes. Creepy. Okay, so that's his first comic. Now, let's look at his newest comic, Oneka's Dream. Okay, wow. Great, great improvement.
I am so proud of this kid. He was asking about how to use GIMP and stuff like that just weeks ago, and now look at it.
He has a lot of interesting effects. Black figure has appeared again. Apparently more well-sprited, more intricate. Apparently he's in a dream or something, where he meets said dark figure, but he's grabbed by a bunch of tentacles. And the dark figure says, "You belong to me!" In a way... in a capitalization that Mesa would use.
Pooh.
It looks almost like it can fit the bill for a Halloween comic, but I do not know if it is. But it looks, it's very good. The backgrounds have changed immensely. He's got a lot of furniture, usually from Dark Sun 9's kit. He's using 6-shade Chimera Omega. He's using speech bubbles now, apparently handmade, it looks like. And it just looks a lot better. But this does not seem to be comedy-based, by the way. This comic, at least, seems to be more, you know, plot.
Serious? Yeah.
Yeah, serious plot-based. So I quite enjoy it. It's really good. So, anyway, graphics, recently, very good. Very good. I have very little complaints about this. Comedy, even from the first comic, he does seem to have good comedy.
Yeah. May I say something?
Sure.
I know I already said this in this comic thread, but as soon as I saw this particular one, I immediately thought one of Akama's vision sequences in the second movie. It's like almost the same thing. You got a big old flash of light. You got a vision of some tall figure. He's touching said tall figure. Something weird happens. Ba-ding, ba-boom.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out of the vision and stuff like that.
Yeah, seems like that. Yeah.
I really, really love how he's improved on the graphics, okay? That whole flash of light thing. I don't have GIMP, so I can't do something like that. I am so envious of you, Oneka. Lucky dog.
looking at his Halloween comic, which I shall link for some certain individuals. comedy is not that bad. So yeah, comedy wise, not bad at all.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. So Final Cut, the graphics need very little work. All I can suggest is in his recent comic, I've seen the furniture. It's like 2 shade. I would personally suggest making it 3 or 6 shade if possible. It doesn't need to happen, but that's a suggestion. The window might be a bit bigger. I don't know. But I always suggest making the sprites bigger. You know, just size them up a tad bit like you have in...
the last comic.
Yeah, right? Most of the panels in his vision. Not too much, but, you know, you get the idea. Just a suggestion.
Just enough to see a little more.
Yeah, just so it, you know, kind of fits and that it's not small and tiny, dude.
Fills up more space, you know.
Yeah, but if
and if anybody says time and space again, I'm going to get mad.
You were the one saying that, though.
Space and time?
What?
But anyway.
Right, who said that?
No one. So, he seems very well. My only suggestion is, you know, that maybe try... I don't know if you have any outside backgrounds or not, but it would be nice to, you know, see more places. Wait a minute. What am I thinking? Halloween special. You guys go outside. or outside panels, you know, try putting in like a moon if you can or sun in the day. Maybe even try something that I'm going to be trying soon. Sunset. Dark
sun. Props. They're all props.
Props?
Yeah, like a tree or a bush. Something to make the background a little more interesting.
Yes, I agree. But, just a little. Yeah, Dark Sun 9 did it once. It looked pretty darn cool. So yeah, definitely keep it up. I have very little bad to say about this. So yeah, go check out Oneka's comics. My comics, as the subtitle says. And, you know, comment. Constructive criticism is always helpful. And so that's the Comic Maker Spotlight.
Oh, boy.
Roder.
Okay.
It's Roder.
Ah, no. How many times I have to tell you not
it's
to do
I am
that?
On site spotlight.
Roder.
It's Roder.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, well.
I know.
Oh, boy. So.
That's the same old site spotlight.
We have a new spot. Or we have the same spotlight we've been doing, except now it's new to this particular episode because we haven't done it before in this certain time span. So let's go. And this week in the MOC section, we have from Junkmaster, Metal Sonic, a Sonic MOC? Question mark. And this is a cool MOC. You know, it's very robot-like. I'm pretty sure that's the look he was going for. First thing that catches my eye is the Red Hero Factory feet. Good use of those. They're very robot-like. The eyes, like the face is cool. The fact that it's like a robot, but it looks like Sonic at the same time. The thing that really catches my eye is the shoulders. It's kind of like the flanged pauldrons like that, but it's only made out of a few pieces. I'm actually going to steal that design. And, yeah. Alright, so the only complaints I have against this is on the chest. It's actually on the side of it, that little axle that's sticking out. And maybe on the front, like that yellow old handpiece, it's kind of just jutting out there. If it was a little more up on, if it was like covering up the neck, it would look better, but here it just looks like a gut. And on the comparison picture, which is here, it's actually in the topic, it's pretty good. The only thing that's missing is the ears, and he did say that, you know, he failed at giving him ears. And actually, I take back that comment about the hand in the middle, because it's supposed to be there on the Metal Sonic, I suppose. But the only thing is, it should be a more circular piece and not the hand. So there's that MOC, and there's my criticism for it. And I still think it's a pretty cool MOC. It's very hard, in my opinion, to get a real robotic-looking MOC, particularly speaking because most of Bionicle is, like, robot-based, if you know what I mean. It's like getting good
It's like junk bots. You can't ever... I've seen very few good junk bot MOCs, like junkyard robot thingies, because you can... There's a difference between putting a bunch of pieces together and just kind of randomly calling it a junk bot, and then there's actually putting pieces specifically looking like it's been trashed. That's a bit harder to do. And same thing in this, and I think you pulled off very well. So, there's Metal Sonic, a Sonic MOC, question mark, by Junkmaster. And now for the second MOC of my time on here before I'm shot. This is Meltdown, Just Thought I'd Drop In, by Bafahome, or Bionicle Fan at Home, for you people who know him. And this is a cool MOC, again. Asymmetrical, love it. On the shins? No, on the upper legs. The whole mutated theme with Meltdown works really good with the upper legs. Because, you know, one of them's like all smooth and spiky, and the other one's just like that flanged piece with the Metroid armor underneath it. The arms could use that a bit more because it's just, you know, this the curved pieces on the inside of a Vaki leg. And then the hands are okay. They're just claws. And I like how he bent the thumbs over using... Actually, let me check what... I'm not even sure what piece he used on the...
The thumbs?
Yeah, to hook up the thumbs. What do you think, Samiki?
Yeah, I'm looking at the close-up picture number one now. I've used this...
Oh, I see what it is. Times.
It's one of those spigots.
Yeah, it's one of the system spigot pieces. That's actually a really clever idea.
I never have enough for those.
Yeah, me neither. Especially in the right color I need them in. But yeah, the cool thing about this MOC is that it's slightly asymmetrical. The bad thing about it is that it's not asymmetrical enough. If you're going for the mutated look, you might as well do it for the whole mock and not just one section of it. Otherwise, it looks like you ran out of pieces and just decided to throw it together. But it's just the fan kuda torso with the rib cage in looks okay. More back could be used. The weapon for him is cool. I don't know, is that an upgrade from the original Meltdown or not? At Sumiki, or whoever's paying attention. Are those weapons that he has duplicates of the original Meltdowns, or are those custom? It's on the he has a weapon picture. Because I would say that they're pretty cool, but I don't know if they're the sets or not.
Yeah, I think they are custom.
Okay, well, yeah, for custom they're pretty cool, because they're dual-handed or whatever. The major thing with this mock is, and you know, basic lower legs, basic feet. The major thing with this mock is try more asymmetry throughout, and maybe more color balance with the silver. Maybe some more silver down the lower legs. Or more yellow up in the chest region.
Epic fail.
What?
What on earth?
Bar was dumb.
Right. Just because Bar's on, you gotta screech his...
Vardaran, everybody. Gotta keep that in. Sorry, dude.
You guys gotta fall in the line behind me first.
All right, so...
Okay,
everybody mute Mike again because I'm still on my section.
Sorry.
Oh, look, I'm so distraught. LOL. Anyway, I don't complain about the head. There's not a whole lot you could do custom on the head. I don't really care about that. Upper arms, maybe some spikes. Yeah. Other than that, that is Meltdown by Bafahome. And other than the fact that he's Bafahome, which is cool enough, this is an alright MOC. So, yeah, there is the MOC section.
Yay.
All right.
That was bloody murder.
Well, is that
all? Yeah, that's the MOC section. I already said that.
Yeah. Well, then, this has been an awesome sauce episode. I'm Messinek.
Hey, I'm LG.
I'm Tom.
Tamiki.
And I'm Mirica.
This is TTVIBCPTHM episode 1.
15.
15. Blank 15. Okay.
Hero Factory FM.
Hero Factory FM. It's Rotor. Now.
It's Rotor.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good morning.
Kanoe Journal, the leading Bible.
KanoeJournal.com.